take, we have a 4 o'clock meeting that many of us have to go to, so we will work up until that time. The one that we seem to have the most interest in is Executive Order 86, the preservation. So we will deal with that one first. I have Mr. Bruce here to testify on that to kind of explain to us what's going on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jaron Bruce, and I'm representing the Department of Fish and Game. The department supports Executive Order 86. Currently, there are three fisheries divisions in the department, two of which are administratively established and organized, the Division of Sport Fisheries and the Division of Commercial Fisheries. The third, which was authorized under statute, that's the Fisheries Rehabilitation and Enhancement Division. This executive order would essentially put the FRED division on the same level as the other two fisheries divisions. That is, that it makes the department as a whole responsible for the performance of the duties of fisheries rehabilitation, enhancement, and development. Now, the commissioner has gone on record last year and again this year stating that it is his intention over the next 6 months to a year to combine the FRED division and the commercial fisheries division into a new division. And basically, what this executive order does is provide the flexibility to the commissioner to assign the performance of those duties in the manner that he thinks is most effective and efficient. All the statutory duties which presently are assigned to the FRED division would still remain on the statute books. They would just be, the department as a whole would be responsible for the performance of those duties. And that does still include the annual report, which would be submitted to the legislature on the activities in the area of fisheries rehabilitation, enhancement, and development. With those comments, I'll try to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, is there any questions?
Yeah.
Senator Zaro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess what I'm trying to figure out here on this and how this whole thing comes together, and the reason there that we sort of, or go through the gyrations of trying to make combinations, is cost saving. And your fiscal notes here indicate zero cost saving measures or expenses. Can you explain that?
Through the chair, Senator Zaro. Yes, the primary purpose of the reorganization is to improve program efficiency. Cost savings per se is a factor, but it is not the primary factor. The focus of the FRED division's activities has changed significantly over the 20 years since it was established. Initially, it was to run hatcheries, and as you as everybody is aware, over the past 6 to 8 years, a number of the production hatcheries in the state have been transferred to the private sector, and there's been very significant cost savings there, accrued there. So that's the area where the cost savings, significant cost savings has occurred, either by transferring the operational costs of these facilities to the private sector, or by putting them on other funding sources than general funds, such as fish and game or federal aid and restoration funding sources. Now, with the evolution of the FRED's mission, it's obviously no longer in the business of running all these hatcheries. So what is the FRED division going to do? What is its mission? And it still has some, there still are some important missions related to fisheries rehabilitation, enhancement, and development. But the commissioner believes that those missions can be fulfilled best within a new organizational structure. So that is the reason for his interest in the combination.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess in going through the reorganization and the combining of these two departments, we were trying to do a little bit of preliminary work there, but I don't see exactly who is advising the commissioner on this here. And some of the discussions that we have is that most of the decisions in this are going to be made here in Juneau without much consultation or without input there or without anybody representing westward Alaska or southwest?
Through the chair, Senator Zaroff. The planning process has just begun, and there are going to be levels of participation. And in fact, the commissioner envisions a great deal of participation by employees in all the different regions of the state and in the different levels of the two divisions, the two affected divisions, as well as in the different kinds of professions, the managers, the administrative staff, etc. And the way this is going to work is that there's a core group that has been appointed at present, and that is made up of 11 members, and I believe that's the group that you're referring to, Senator Zaroff, and you're correct. It doesn't have anyone on there from the western region of the department. But that group is only going to be one of several groups that are going to be operating, and that's sort of a coordinating group that will set some general direction, and then we'll assign these other subgroups to work on the details, and they in turn will advise the core group. Those groups haven't been appointed yet, but it is the intention of the commissioner and of the individual heading the core planning team that's the way it will be structured, so there will be input from the different regions and the different levels of these two divisions.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that concerns me considerably there. I don't care what group you have there, as long as you're excluding a certain portion of the state there in terms of representation, there's always going to be some areas that are going to be left out. I would certainly hope there that the finance committees would be taking a look at the cost-saving measures. I don't see that in your fiscal note, and I would probably guess that you're not going to lose any of the high-level personnel in here, and then by putting together an organization without consultation of some of the areas in the state where the fishing is predominantly the mainstay of the economy and not having input there, those are most likely the areas that are going to be drastically reduced in this combination. And I'm not trying to be as an agitator in this here. It's more of a concern, and I say that because we've been losing a number of personnel there in the Comfish division that are key personnel in terms of being able to harvest that resource. We're losing biologists like they were going out of style there, and we're losing fish inspection people. They're losing working at closing down some of the offices, and without having some of that support service there, you don't have the ability to go out and properly manage fish and game to their best ability or to the ability that sustains the resource. And then yet when they put together a planning team that I don't care what level it is there and what role they're playing, that excludes people or regions of the state from having input, there is always that threat of not having adequate representation or the concerns of those areas being taken into account.
I think those are very valid concerns, and maybe you can explain the putting together to see how come an area. It always concerns me when these things are put together and because we are such a diverse state, when one region or the state or another is left off of any different things like this. Maybe you can explain how you came up with this team and maybe why a particular area of the state is left off.
I'll try, Mr. Chairman. The core, remember, we're talking about a number of groups that will be involved in this process, and the only group that has been appointed at this time is the sort of headquarters group that will function as a coordinating and a liaison group. And that there are four representatives from the Commercial Fisheries Division on that group, four representatives from the Fisheries Rehabilitation Enhancement Division, one representative from the Sport Fisheries Division, and one representative from the commissioner's office. Each division chose the individuals that they wanted to be involved in this at this particular level, at this core level. The Commercial Fisheries Division felt that they wanted to have, quote, senior personnel involved at this level, and there's in fact only one member of a regional staff involved there, the regional supervisor from the central region, Mr. Ken Flory, is on there. Otherwise, the other three individuals are the chief fisheries scientist, the director, or the acting director of the Comfish division, and the deputy director, and they're basically all headquarters type individuals. So there was nobody on there from Senator Zaroff's region, no one from Southeast, and no one from the region that you represent, Mr. Chairman. So, but those people, those areas will be represented in these other groups that will be appointed as this process develops. The core group has not met yet. Essentially, the planning process is set to kick in once the executive order becomes effective. Some work will be done ahead of time, but the commissioner's belief was that, you know, until, in fact, this flexibility to do this reorganization was actually there, there wasn't any point in putting a lot of man hours into the planning. So we're just at the very beginning of the planning process. The concerns expressed by Senator Zaroff and yourself are good concerns, and I assure you that there will be representation across the state, you know, in this process. And if I could just address the cost savings issue a little bit here briefly. Last year, when this issue surfaced during the FY93 budget deliberations, the department identified $300,000 in initial savings that we thought would result from this combination. And those one of those positions was a deputy director's position in the commercial fisheries division, and I don't remember what the other positions were, but there were $300,000 in basically personnel costs that we identified could be saved as a result of this combination. And that $300,000 was taken out of the department's budget during the FY93 cycle. So essentially, there's already been, you know, sort of on the perspective, you might say, a $300,000 cost savings that's already taken place. So that's a little bit confusing, I realize, but I hope I explained it a little bit there.
Mr. Chairman, then what happens if if the legislature turns down this executive order?
Well, then I guess the department will have to limp by without without the flexibility of the reorganization and without these positions. There was the deputy director of the Division of Commercial Fisheries. it was split $210,000 from Comfish and $90,000 from the FRED division. I can actually get you a listing of the positions if you're interested.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know about you, but I get pretty nervous there with some of these departmental assurances there that they're looking out after our best interests. And I don't care at what level it is, and I've pretty much posed other boards and commissions where at least what I thought were rural representation was not taken into account. Let me just ask just a very bold question. Is this an attempt by the department to consolidate the regional offices into Anchorage and to close out the rural offices? There's been seems to be a shift in this direction, and I'm looking more at the Kodiak office than anything. That people have not been, positions have not been replaced, and that this is just sort of a slow erosion of the satellite offices, and you're just looking to consolidate them either into Anchorage or Juneau.
Through the chair, Senator Zaroff. No, that's not the intention here at all. The commissioner wants to maintain as much of a presence, especially when it comes to the management activities in the areas where the harvesting activity is actually taking place. So, you know, actually he realizes that there has been some of that has occurred as a result of some of the general fund reductions that have occurred in the budget over the last several years. And since the Commercial Fisheries Division and the FRED Division are primarily funded with general funds, when the department has to absorb a rather large or any significant general fund reduction, those two divisions certainly bear a heavy portion of that reduction. So I think that's what you're seeing.
Senator Franken?
No.
Any further questions?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I guess I am just still very much concerned there, and I think I'm just trying to look in here, looking at some of the advantages and disadvantages here, and I'd really like to take some time to really look into this, because I have the feeling there that there is an attempt to close down some of these regional offices, and in my estimation, it doesn't do us any good there in either your region or my region, where there is a commercial fisheries, a sport fisheries, a subsistence fisheries, a personal use fisheries that are involved, and the allocations that are made by and recommendations by each of the departments, if we continue to diminish their effectiveness in terms of being able to gather the data, then their arguments become a lot less weak in preserving those uses of that resource. And I think, although Mr. Bruce may in his mind feel that this is not what's happening, I feel in my mind there that this is probably the intent of this department to start to curtail the activities of the more remote sites, and with the responsibility that we're taking on with the management of our fisheries, not only in Anadromous but others as well, that we ought to be going almost the other direction, if at all possible, financially to do so. And so I'm very much concerned about what the long-range plan is. My constituency is concerned about it, and the argument that was made in terms of the hatcheries, I think, raises another question too. And I don't know that we can continue to turn over state hatcheries there that have been funded by bonds to nonprofits, and without some assurances there that we're going to be able to maintain control. And the more that you turn over, further it gets away from the oversight, and sometimes it's maybe that's not best, but the oversight of the legislature. So.
Thank you, Senator. And if you want to look at a little bit further at any time, you can call Mr. Lee back and maybe you can get free to. I know it's a major concern to you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would like to spend some time with Senator Lehman on this as well.
Certainly.
And it is I believe, a legitimate concern there that we have, at least stemming from our district there, from my district, which is basically Kodiak, and then southwest. I would certainly hope that Senator Jacko would take a serious look at this as well, because it is definitely going to affect his district.
I believe that's probably all the questions we have. And then real briefly, we'll just take up Executive Order 83. And just kind of give us a brief thumbnail schedule of what you guys are doing.
I'm happy to. Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, I am Christy Lee with the Office of the Governor, speaking in support of Executive Order 83. What Executive Order 83 does is combine the State Geographic Board and the Historic Sites Advisory Committee into the Alaska Historical Commission. So it has the effect of combining these three boards into one commission. It maintains the new Alaska Historical Commission in the Department of Natural Resources, which is where the Office of History and Archaeology is located. There's been wide support for the consolidation. The Governor's Task Force on Boards and Commissions unanimously supported it. A task force made up of two private statewide groups, the Office of History and Archaeology, and representatives from the Historical Commission, Historic Sites Advisory Committee, all got together. They supported the merger of their two commissions. Basically, the functions and the duties of the three boards would maintain their status. They would not change at all. The membership would change. It would decrease from 21 to 10, and basically we see several benefits to the consolidation. It would provide a coordinated effort between approving Alaska historical sites and designating Alaska historical sites, naming geographical places, and then in addition, preserving and presenting Alaska's history. We see a real natural relationship between those three entities. It would increase the public access because there would only be one board instead of three, and potentially it could save money as there would be fewer administrative costs associated with a smaller number of members and only one board instead of three. I'd be happy to answer any questions from the committee members.
Okay, thank you. Is there any questions?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess here again, I'm just looking at the fiscal note, and I don't see a substantial savings in this here, and you mentioned that there could potentially be some. That's sort of the same question I had asked the other one, too, is Fish and Game, is I don't see how this is a cost-saving measure. And, you know, I don't have any problems with the consolidation, but it would be good to see on your fiscal notes where the, you know, what the cost-saving measures are.
Through the chair, senators are. Each of these three boards are funded through their agency budgets. They don't have a separate budget, and each of those divisions didn't ask for smaller budgets for this year to take into account that they may not have to administer these boards. So savings would be indirect if there was a savings in the division because they didn't have this board under them or because it cost less money to administer it, could then have a smaller budget in FY95. And so that's why I said there is a potential savings, but each of these doesn't have their own budget right now. They're absorbed through their department's budgets. The geographic board is absorbed in the commissioner of PCRA's budget, and the two historical boards are absorbed in the Office of History's budget. So that's why it is not clear exactly what potential savings there is. Currently, about $35,000 is spent to administer the three boards. And so the savings would be, you know, half the travel, half the members, administrative type savings, which is now probably funded through discretionary funds in those two agencies' travel budget. Excuse me, through travel funds in those two agencies' travel budgets. They don't have a line item for these three boards.
Right.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we've got a law in the books that says that we're supposed to have a fiscal note that's supposed to tell us how much a law costs when we do it, and therefore we have a fiscal note. And it seems like it ought to reflect the savings anticipated, whether or not it is budgeted. And that goes for increases as well as decreases. And it's just a small minor point, but it seems like we should be told how much it's going to save us, whether we choose to pass a negative fiscal note along or not is another matter, or whether we choose to take that much out of the budget is another matter, but kind of truth in fiscal notes would indicate that we should have a negative fiscal note to go along with this thing.
Through the chair, I'd be happy to speak with the two departments that produce fiscal notes and see if we're able to more accurately reflect if there is a savings this year or next year or what that could be. I know that
I think the point is that the department seems to be saying, well, we're going to save some money, but we're going to spend it elsewhere.
That was the drift I got.
Right.
Senator Zurov. Senator Frank, I think you hit upon the point that it just started to sink into me that we may pay travel here, but we'll have money to spend on other travel budgets folks in the agency.
Well, it's also consistent with all the other mergers that we've seen within this administration. It doesn't save us any money, but we think it's a good idea. It's going to make it more efficient and all that sort of thing, but it's not going to save any money, which I find kind of humorous.
Mr. Chairman, I think that was the point I was trying to make with Fish and Game. I didn't see where if we were going to take off, if you're going to lose one director and an assistant director and, you know, somebody else up there, it would be nice to know that, other than just say we're going to merge everything together because it's a good idea and to still have that amount of money available to the department, but they use it somewhere else.
Right. Are there any further questions? Thank you, Chris. Your turn off the hot seat. On the meeting on Wednesday, I expect